But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
You knew sooner or later the streak was bound to end, but I wish it wouldn't happen.
This team did not play 60 minutes. You know, they just weren't there.
That game was horrible from what I was watching.
My confidence right now in the Riders going to the Grey Cup is now zero.
Yes, I've got heartaches by the numbers.
I love being a Rider fan, listening to Rider fans. Boy, we experience ups and downs in a season. Even in a season like this where we've got a great record. We've had a great season. We're number one in the league. We've clinched a playoff spot. And heaven forbid we lose two games back-to-back, and that's it. We're done. We're dust. I can't even imagine they're going to be able to keep the doors open at Mosaic Stadium. I'm still pumped and excited for this the end of this Rider season. What do we have? Four games left, I think, and, of course, the playoff march. And, boy, this club has looked good. So, yeah, okay, we lost the game to Edmonton, and we weren't blown out. 27-25. We'll dust ourselves off. There's lots of time left here. Let's not get too worried. And how about the Blue Jays? Gosh, if you're a fan of the Blue Jays or just baseball in general, you have to be excited about what this team has been able to do. This weekend, to me, this was a definitive weekend for the Jays to prove they are the real deal. That win yesterday, when they knew they needed to win to clinch the AL East, to get the bye past this first round, now they get to sit back. Yankees and the Red Sox will battle it out, and they'll play the winner, of course, next weekend. But that was a great, great weekend for baseball. Well, one of the things about this program that I have come very quickly to love is the ability we have to tell great Saskatchewan stories. And there are a number of great storytellers that have either been on these airwaves through the years or continue to be on them now. Of course, John Gormley, who I stepped into this role after John retired. John was a great Saskatchewan storyteller. Brent Laux, who did the morning show for decades, CKOM in Saskatoon, still on this radio station. In fact, he filled in for me while I was harvesting last week. He does our Talk Shots program on the weekend. Brent, one of the best storytellers I know, and I'm happy to say Brent is joining me in studio today. Brent, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I love that Rider bit. Job well done by your producer there.
Yes. Well, that's right. I mean, you know what it's like, Rider fans, right? We can get down on ourselves pretty quick. So let's talk a little bit about this story. I was intrigued when I first heard about the 68 Ford Galaxy. Tell me the story.
Well, it started for me about 12 days ago. I was wasting my time scrolling through social media, and I think it was on Reddit, and I saw a post by someone who was asking for people's help, saying, we're trying to find this car my father purchased in 1968 in Govan, Saskatchewan. He's getting up to his 80th birthday in October, and we'd really like to find it just so he can know what became of the car, maybe see it again if it's out there. Well, through the wonders of radio and social media, man, after I had the interview with his daughter, Ebony King, we then had our news departments do stories on the missing car or the lost car, whatever you want to call it. And lo and behold, we have found the car. And I've got the daughter, Ebony King, joining us here on the line. Hi, Ebony. Thanks for coming on the Evan Bray Show today.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
It was quite the interesting week and a half for you and your brother and your dad, wasn't it, with this car business?
It sure has been. I honestly don't think I expected it to happen so quickly. You know, I was thinking, oh, shoot, I should have started this sooner before Dad's birthday. But after you picked it up, Brent, and then Jacob did an article as well, it just snowballed, and I got a Facebook message saying, hey, I think I might have your dad's car. Call me. The number was in Alberta, so I didn't have much hope for it, actually. Mm-hmm. And so I called, and we verified the VIN, and it is Dad's car. It's actually just gone to Alberta for winter storage. On an acreage there in Athabasca, actually. Someone had seen the story and forwarded on to Sean, the current owner of the car. Yeah. And so then he contacted me, and that was it. So then the debate became, how and when do we tell Dad? some people wanted to wait until his birthday. I was bursting at the seams and didn't think I could wait five more minutes. But we ended up getting some close friends and family together at Dad's house on Saturday. And I had given him a greeting card, and inside it said, just four big words, I found your car.
Wow.
And so I handed it to him, and he did not react at all. So I had a picture of the car in its current state, and I handed that to him. And he looked at it for a minute, and he said, well, I suppose it could be my car. And I immediately started crying, and I said, no, Dad, we verified it. I know it's your car. So
wow.
He was thrilled. Thrilled, yeah.
How exciting is that, Brent?
Amazing, eh? You know, I know there's Facebook groups that do this searching for lost cars. A lot of them are American and that, but I was just so touched, and Ebony did such a wonderful job keeping me up to date, sending me texts through the course of this. And the neat thing is they've also got the original bill of sale. Like, I was looking at this. Your dad paid $4,512 for that incredible car. And I used the Bank of Canada inflation calculator before we came on today. That $4,500, the same value of that today is just over $40,000. And of course, being the beautiful condition this car is in, I'm sure it's worth even more. So what's the plan now then, Ebony?
My dad had a commitment today, so he's off doing that. But I think possibly we will be heading up to Alberta tomorrow or sometime this week. The intention, I believe, is to bring that car home with us.
Wow.
You, like, to actually buy the car, Ebony?
Sounds like it, yes.
Wow.
What a birthday present.
I know, right? If only I could buy it for him.
can you talk, Ebony, about the condition? Like, you said you had a picture of the car. Does it appear to be in pretty nice shape still?
It looks beautiful to me. My dad's, when he ordered it, it came with a gold stripe, and that was one thing that Dad was looking for. Now, the gold stripe is gone off the car, but he's already found a replacement for it. So. He went online right away and looked for his gold stripe and everything. So to me, it looks great, and Sean has been, the car owner, has been just amazing being in contact with us. And when I showed Dad the car and gave him the card, we had Sean on FaceTime, so he was there live seeing the whole thing as well, and then him and Dad got to have a chat right away. And so they're going to be exchanging some more pictures and some more video, but yeah, we will be heading up there as soon as we can.
You sent me a picture of your dad holding two photographs, and I know the one of them is the current one from Sean, the present owner. Is that other photograph one from when your dad owned the car?
That's the one that was on his desk, yeah.
Wow.
So the one that he's had displayed the whole time. So I wanted just to show the both pictures, you know, that he had. And
We'll get that up on the Evan Bray Show Facebook page so people can see the Absolutely. Two photos. But this, it's beautiful. It's
For
pristine.
Sure.
Yeah.
This has been great.
It looks really good.
This has been great. Well, we have to stay. Keep your connection with Brent, please. And Brent, and of course, and I will continue to collaborate. And I look forward to the day that we will be able to post the picture of your dad riding in the car and all of the cool things that are going to come with that.
Well, me too. I can't wait. I cannot wait. And I have to thank you guys, because if it hadn't been for Brent and Jacob, we wouldn't have found it. And so, you know, all the thanks goes to you guys for sure.
Our pleasure to be part of this story, Ebony. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Well, thank you, and we'll keep you updated.
Love it. Ebony King, who joined Brent here, it was about a week and a half ago, I guess.
Yep.
Good for you for digging this story up. I mean, that's the, I said it off the start, Brent, but you know this as well better than I do. That's the beauty of this medium, is telling great stories like this.
Yeah, and everybody's got a story, don't they?
I feel like you've maybe got yourself a sideline here. You're the connector all of a sudden. It starts with vehicles, maybe family members down the road, Brent. Who knows? But appreciate you joining the show. Thanks for telling this story. And I look forward to seeing that that actual reunion between her dad, Keith, and this 1968 beautiful Ford Galaxy GT convertible. It's a nice car, Brent.
Absolutely. And I was looking at the features. It came with an AM radio, and it also had the Stereosonic tape system in it.
State of the art. Well, let's get that radio program for 650 CKOM in Saskatoon. Brent, thanks so much for popping in today. Hey, you, by the way, before I let you go, you got to be pumped about these Jays.
Oh, man, that game yesterday, Alejandro Kirk, you know, the guy's been in a bit of a slump lately. He pounded a Grand Slam home run and then another two-run homer, and it was just so sweet, and he was acknowledging the crowd, and wouldn't that have been something to be there in Toronto,
but kidding.
It was fun to watch.
I mean, that Grand Slam in the first, I think, set the tone for the game. Like, it just really made you feel like they were in control that whole game, and I feel good heading into the playoffs with the team playing the way they are.
Well, I'd like it to be the Sox, but I know it's going to be those damn Yankees that we're going to be up against next weekend.
We can do it, Brent. I know we can. Appreciate you joining us as always. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Evan.
Brent Laux, great fill-in host for this program, hosts our talk shots. By the way, Brent's retired. You know that. He's retired after, what did he do, 40 years in radio, hosted the CKOM morning show for a number of years, still digging up great stories like this. So I look forward to seeing the reunion there for sure, and appreciate them joining our program. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.